After it was discovered that some of the suspects involved in last month's terror attacks in Paris may have come to France as refugees, governors around the U.S. have announced that their states would not accept Syrian refugees until more security checks could be promised. Wyoming Governor Matt Mead was one of them, but as Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports, Wyoming still does not have a refugee resettlement program to bar Syrians from in the first place.
Refugee resettlement programs help screen and sponsor refugees, provide a stipend, orientation, and English classes for new arrivals. Wyoming is the only state without any kind of program like this. Susan Pritchett, an assistant professor at the University of Wyoming's Law School and the director of its International Human Rights Clinic, says because of that, the governor's statement refusing Syrian refugees doesn't have any real legal effect.
This sort of reaction, especially from the governor of Wyoming, a state that doesn't participate in this program, seemed to be more politically motivated than in relation to anything that's happening here in our state.
As far as anyone can tell, Wyoming has never even addressed the issue of refugees, so it would be tough to say what a resettlement program might look like. But Pritchett says it would be nothing like the current situation in Europe.
I mean, what's happening in Europe right now is a lot of unauthorized immigration due to the waves of refugees that are arriving by boat. Those people aren't coming to the shores of the United States.
When refugees do come to the United States, it's a long process with many layers of vetting. First, they apply to the State Department's Resettlement Support Center. If they're approved, they go through personal interviews, medical examinations, and background checks by multiple different government agencies before being settled in a state. Governor Mead's concern in accepting Syrian refugees is that Wyoming would be put at a higher risk for letting terrorists in. But Mead admits that without a refugee program at all, the state is flying blind.
I don't know who's coming into the state. I don't have a way to find out who's coming in the state.
So he's asked the Wyoming Humanities Council to look into refugee resettlement with panels and discussions that will address the issue.
And I think the Humanities Council, they're not advocates for or against, but I think they are a good group to say, let's at least inform ourselves as we make the decisions.
Shannon Smith, the executive director of the Humanities Council, says it's more important now than ever to move forward with talking about refugee resettlement.
If we can go down in history as having had these conversations rather than move very quickly or base 100% of our decisions on one set of information, then we will have failed like we did by interning 120,000 Japanese or some of the other decisions that we've come to regret.
Looking to history as a way to understand the present is a main focus of the Humanities Council's programming. And at least one Wyoming historian sees a bit of history repeating itself in the current political situation.
I do see parallels between the political demagoguery that's going on now with respect to the refugee question and what went on during and after World War I in particular.
Phil Roberts is a history professor at the University of Wyoming. He says Wyoming was wary of Jewish European refugees between the two world wars for fear of German spies. Wyoming was wary of Japanese Americans when they were interned at Heart Mountain. But Roberts is not convinced that looking at similar situations in the past will change how government acts, especially if people are afraid.
Well, oftentimes history isn't as good an indicator of what's going to happen in the present or the future as it is just a demonstration of human nature, and human nature is often hard to change.
The Wyoming Humanities Council will hope to address some of those fears and concerns when they start their panels in early 2016. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.